1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The U.S. is withholding a large shipment of huge bombs to Israel because of worries about the IDF's plans to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Details from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Senior administration official tells CBS News they're especially focused on the what they call end use of the 2,000-pound bombs and the impact they could have in dense urban settings has been seen over the last several months in the ongoing war in Gaza. The senior administration official telling CBS News the Biden administration hasn't made a final determination on how to proceed with that shipment specifically.
It was a tense day in a courtroom in Manhattan where former President Donald Trump is on trial. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels told the jury she had a sexual encounter with Trump in 2006. CBS's Robert Costa was there.
Daniels testified Trump told her, "You remind me of my daughter. She is smart and beautiful, and people underestimate her as well." Daniels' comments drew repeated objections from Trump's lawyers, who asked for a mistrial, claiming the prosecution was trying to embarrass the former president.
Tornadoes touched down in southwestern Michigan, northern Indiana, and northwestern Ohio last night. So far, no reports of injuries or damage. TikTok is suing the U.S. to try to stop a law from going into effect that could lead to a ban on the app in the U.S. CBS's Scott McFarland reports from Washington, where the suit was filed.
TikTok argues the newly passed law requiring it be divested or sold by its China-based owner ByteDance is unconstitutional, a violation of the First Amendment, and a singling out of TikTok. They say such a sale by the January 19th deadline set by Congress is impossible.
New research from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration finds pollution from cooking is affecting the quality of our air. CBS's Allison Keyes has that.
The sound and smells from cooking in major cities may make your mouth water, but NOAA scientists say the air pollution from it could account for nearly a quarter of human-caused VOCs, those volatile organic compounds. Researchers say they affect both ground-level ozone pollution and particulate matter.
The Olympic flame is scheduled to arrive in France this morning, says CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris.
Tens of thousands of people are expected at the southern port of Marseille as the Olympic flame returns to France for the first time in 100 years. Four times Olympic medalist Florent Manaudou will carry the flame ashore from the 19th century tall ship that sailed from Greece with the precious cargo.
Pictures of singers Katy Perry and Rihanna at the Met Gala have been circulating on social media, but neither of them were at the big event. The images generated by AI. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tickets are on sale for new Amtrak service between the Twin Cities and Chicago. The trains will make 8 stops in Wisconsin. The second daily round-trip trains start running on the 21st. Coach fares start at $41 with discounts for students, seniors, and military personnel and their families. Another summer of wildfire smoke could be bad for your health. Travis Knudsen of the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency says small particles in wildfire smoke can cause itchy eyes, coughing, and short-term breathing problems.
If you are someone who already suffers from respiratory issues like you have asthma, it makes those acute symptoms that much more challenging and potentially problematic from a health perspective.
Today is World Asthma Day, and that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A 6-5 win in Kansas City over the Royals. Top of the ninth, the crew down 5-3. The Royals fans daring Adames to be the hero. Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the win.
Willie is telling the fans he's going to do it. The group of fans right by the on-deck circle. Willie is announcing to them, if I get up there, we're going to take the lead. He's announcing it to them over and over, and they're playing back and forth to each other. Gary walks. He turns back to me. He goes, watch this. Bam.
You're being serious?
I'm being dead serious. That's what he did. It's Amazing. No, it was unbelievable. I watched this, and I'm looking at Ricky, and I'm looking back at him, and he's carrying on with him during Gary's at bat, and he's telling them, and they're all Kansas City fans, and he's telling them, one more ball. It was a 3-0 pitch, and then 3-1. And he goes, one more, and he turned back to him, and he goes, here we go. Watch this. Went up there, boom. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms winding down in the overnight. Plenty of clouds and some patchy fog forming. Lows in the upper 40s. On Wednesday, we'll see some morning fog. Clouds around as well. Highs will reach the upper 60s and lower 70s. And more showers and storms. Currently 49 degrees.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Rocky Laporte, who joins the show to talk about his big show in Wisconsin, and Jimmy Cuska joins me to talk sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who thinks chickens dream of one day being pot pies, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, so great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. And a very special night here at Nightlight. Right, Conrad?
It definitely is.
I mean, every night is special, right? But tonight we're broadcasting live from the Minocqua Brewing Company in Madison. We've got people here. We've got a cast of thousands. And more swag than anyone has a right to. So stop by the Minocqua Brewing Company and join us if you're in the Madison area. It's great to be doing the show from here tonight. We have a really jam-packed show. It's going to be so much fun. We've got live performers. We've got radio legends stopping by, and a poet and a singer and a rock and roller, a musician. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. So it's great to have you with me broadcasting live statewide from Madison tonight. Conrad is holding down the fort back in Green Bay. What am I missing?
Rain.
Rain, yeah. We got rain here too, buddy. We're all over the place.
Half of the day was raining, so.
Hey, let's do this right. This is going to be fun. I'm actually going to get to read this when I'm actually at the location of our sponsor. That'll be fun. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company. Yeah! Who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer. And join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room, where I'm sitting right now. Come on out and join us at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison. It's a gorgeous night here in Madison. And like I said, we've got a really fun show. Gordy Young from the WMDX Morning Show here at Civic Media is going to join me in a few minutes. John and Gordy are kind of radio legends. They just got the band back together, so to speak, a few months ago, and they were nominated for a broadcasting award here in Wisconsin. They took third this past weekend at the Broadcast Awards for the best morning show in the state. So I'm very excited to talk to Gordy. He's a guy I'm sure I can learn a lot from just in the short time I have him here tonight. And is John coming? Oh, John will be here too. All right. So we've got everything I just read on the sheet, basically. We've got Richard Vargas will be here. He's a poet. He's going to perform some of his poetry tonight. We're going to talk to him. He's had a really fascinating life. I was reading about him yesterday and today, and very interesting life. So he'll be here shortly. And then Kirk Bangstad, the owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, will be here to sing with Susan Gettert. They're going to perform as well. Live music, folks. That's what it's all about. Just like we do in Green Bay, we're just doing it in Madison tonight. And then guitarist and musician Tommy Bentz will be here to help me close out the show. So that is your show tonight. How is that? I mean, in 2 hours, That's a lot of show. That's like 7 hours of show in 2 hours. Don't ask me how we're doing it, folks, but we are doing it. And the Minocqua Brewing Company is making it happen. So, hey, if you have not checked out the news roundup at Civic Media, check that out. Go to the website, civicmedia.us. All the stations under the Civic Media tent are right there. And at the top of each page is the news roundup. And it gives you 8 or 9 minutes. You get news, sports, weather. I do a Hollywood Minute on there that's sometimes funny and sometimes just insightful. So check that out. You can't go wrong. So, and Conrad, are you ready to handle some text tonight? We'll see what kind of text we get with this dealio.
Of course, I'm always ready.
Stretch out those thumbs, buddy, because they're going to be rolling in. And we're going to people. And listen, all night, folks, you can comment on what you're hearing, what we're talking about, the performers. Join the show. Let's have a discussion like we always do here at Nightlight. It'll be a lot of fun. I have to say, last night, Conrad, you showed me a clip, not a clip, but a story from the Met Gala.
Yep.
About, who is it again? Doja Cat. Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Wore a towel.
Yep.
Like, that's the place where celebrities make their mark fashion-wise. They show up trying to be outlandish, trying to get attention, and boy, she took the cake. And I got to tell you, I loved it. She wore a towel, and a towel around her head and a towel around her body, and she even smeared her makeup to make it look like she just got out of the shower. I thought it was fantastic. Or she was just running late. We don't know what happened. She could have been trying to make a statement. Conrad sometimes will wear a towel to produce the show, and I don't have a problem with that. You know, we've got separate rooms there. But what did you make of that? And then Sydney Sweeney, too. They said she was rocking a baby bangs and a black bob. Is there anyone here tonight at the Minocqua Brewing Company that has a... I'm looking for someone that has a bob. Any a bob with bangs? Any people here? It's mostly dudes. That could work. Emo Phillips, it worked for him in the 80s. So that was fun. That was a good find. And then I saw this too. We get these information sheets that I think are so fun from Todd Michaels, who produces the Mino and the Mayor show every morning. He sends out these sheets. He finds these really fun facts. So here today, it was kind of a feel-good story because it was people on social media talking about the unexpected things that make people hot. Not just the usual body stuff, but like little nuances or idiosyncrasies that make people hotter to other people or make them more attractive. And this person said it actually makes them feel better about humanity. And here are some of the highlights. The ability to be silly or have fun with a dumb joke. That is first and foremost. You have to have someone with a sense of humor. They don't actually have to enjoy all of your favorite movies or music, but they have to have an appreciation of the things you're passionate about, and therefore that makes them more passionate about it. Politeness, friendliness to people, showing empathy, eye contact when you talk. They put the needs of others in front of their own. So those are little things that make people more attractive to other people that have nothing to do with looks or body type or anything like that. So tonight's question, what is a quality about someone you find irresistible that isn't typical, that has nothing necessarily to do with a pretty face or a handsome face or a nice body? I've got gorgeous feet. I'll just say that. My feet are my best feature. Why are you laughing, Conrad? What's funny about that?
I just wasn't expecting that.
Do I have to start wearing shoes when I do the show now? I can't even get a little support from the backstage crew, as it were.
No, just keep wearing the feet out.
Do you have one of those that you look for in a partner, Conrad?
Remember why I like Kate McKinnon?
Yeah, why?
The comedy factor.
Sense of humor, absolutely.
Exactly.
That's a great one. All right, so that's tonight's question. What is a quality about someone you find irresistible? And, you know, if you can't think of anything else and you still want to join the show, you could say a middle part or, you know, calf implants. If you want to be superficial, you can. But what are the little things maybe that we don't always think of when we think of attractiveness in other people? Sense of humor for me is a big one. If someone does not have a sense of humor or cannot be self-deprecating, next. I really have no use for them. I'll be nice to them. But let us know what you think. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and let us know what you think. We are at the Minocqua Brewing Company tonight. How's everybody doing here in the – yeah. Serving up some great beer. It's we got swag, we got beer, we've got butts in the seats, we've got a really fun crowd. Come on down, join us. We will be here until 9 o'clock, as usual, here at Nightlight. So we had hey, Conrad, did we ever play the – no, never mind. We have – okay. So here's the other big thing that happened today. Today, in a long time ago, it was – Shelley Long's last episode of Cheers. She walked out of Cheers, never to return. I wouldn't say like the mercurial. Diane Chambers was a love-hate person. Like people, she drove me crazy. But as I got older, I'm like, she is awesome. She is really good. She's a great actress. She has great comic timing. The Sam and Diane thing that happened was a big deal. Their romance, it was kind of a love-hate type thing. And they were very good. Ted Danson and Shelley Long were so great on the show Cheers. It's still one of my favorite shows. It totally holds up. It's people in a bar drinking, like here at the Minocqua Brewing Company. So we have a clip here. This is Shelley Long saying goodbye to Ted Danson or Sam Malone. And they've established that they're going to get back together in 6 months. It never happened, but this is her last scene and how she left the bar.
Have a good life.
Have a good life?
What?
Well, that's something you say when something's over. Yeah. Sam, I'm going away for 6 months. That's all. So no more of this have a good life stuff.
You never know. You could die. I could die. The world could end. One of us could bump our heads and wander the streets for the rest of our life with amnesia. Or maybe one of us will decide they want something else.
None of those things will happen. I'll be back here. I will. I'll see you in 6 months. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. That's better.
Have a good life.
Usually we cut out long silences there, but that was such a great clip, and it was a show like there's they're just excellent actors. Like they do comedy, they do drama. That show had a lot of both, and that was just a great way. In some ways it felt like it was the final Cheers, but in some ways it felt like it was the final Cheers because she left. And I don't think the show was ever as funny after that. But a great scene. So there you go. So, Conrad, what's the – hold on a second. I'm having trouble operating all my – okay, so let's go. How are we doing on time? I can't see – I'm having trouble.
We got about 45 seconds.
45 seconds? That's ridiculous. The first segment's already almost done?
It is, yes.
We got to change this. All right. So in just a few minutes, folks, John and Gordy from the WMDX Morning Show – will be joining me here at the Minocqua Brewing Company. We are remote. We are broadcasting live statewide from the Minocqua Brewing Company tonight. Check us out. Come on down. Have a beer. Have a progressive beer. That's what they serve here, right? You guys having progressive beer? All right. Join us. And our question tonight, what is it, Conrad? I'm disoriented.
What quality do you find irresistible?
Yeah, let us know. Text us. We'll read it on the air. We'll read it on the radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Baby, my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be a fantasy. Yeah. I don't know what I'd do without you, baby. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover. No, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay it in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say it.
We are back. A big shout out before we do anything further to Chris Casper, who is a tech genius and works for Civic Media here, making this all possible. Looked very stressed out when I came in. I thought maybe that's because you saw Unfrosted and you didn't know how you felt about it, even though you messaged me about it. But we'll talk about that in a minute. But Chris Casper, getting it done. Thank you so much, buddy. And, big hand. A big Manapua Brewing Company hand for Chris Casper. It's fun working with a live audience here. Okay, so our question tonight is, what is a quality about someone you find irresistible? And try to think outside the box, not like just about looks or body. But what is a quality that you find irresistible, like sense of humor, empathy, politeness, whatever it is? Let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And we got a couple texts already from, if I can read this. Aaron Sommers. Oh, nice. He says, you got to let those dogs out, Pete. Listen, I might just have to do that at some point. I'll probably have to get a mani-pedi first, but... Aaron says, I'm a person who loves board games, so anybody I'm interested in can't be a sore loser. So Aaron is kind of saying he likes board games and also that he must be very good at them if he assumes he's going to win. So, so I'm excited. We've got, this is like a guest teaser, sort of, because John and Gordy, as I've talked about before from the WMDX Morning Show here at Civic Media, and Madison are my first guests tonight. Gordy has already come up and to join the show. John is still figuring out what kind of progressive beer he wants. So.
Exactly. Hey, yeah. There's a lot to choose from.
But he's here. He'll be up. Gordy, how are you?
Doing great, Pete. How are you?
Gordy Young, ladies and gentlemen.
It's so good to be with you.
It's great to have
it's
you here.
It's good to be anywhere, actually, at my age. You know, just...
Come on. What are you talking? You're too young to do old jokes.
Well, you know, only the good die young, right?
Yes. And like, your last name?
Is Young.
Is Young.
You know, I've heard them all.
Yeah, no
only
one
the
here
good
gets
die
alive,
young. Right? You know, you're as young as you feel, or you're as young as you want to be. I don't know.
Okay,
It's great to be with you.
It's
I'm
great
glad you're here in Madison.
Yeah,
you know, it's a kick.
It's one of my favorite cities in the whole world.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Mine too.
I've done stand up here for years, and I would visit a lot. And you lived a good portion of your life here.
I lived here for 11 years before. I'm just moving from Baraboo, where I've been for the last 8 years. I'm moving down next week to Madison. Moving back to Madison after all those years. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
So you've been commuting from Baraboo then?
For the last 6 months.
Okay.
Every morning, Monday through Friday.
Wow.
Just to talk to John Peterson for 2 hours.
That's a lot of pressure.
Then I get in my car and I drive home and I go, what just happened? But that's the way it's been. You know, we've been together a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys, I mean, I feel weird. I'll ask John when he comes on, too. But
you don't have to ask.
You took a long break.
I'll tell you the truth.
I mean.
29 years.
29 years?
That's a little, you know, we needed a little time off from each other.
Is that weird, being back together? Walk me through your first day back on the air together. Was it weird finding it? You guys sound amazing.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
I don't remember the first day. It was just terrified, actually. I think a feeling of terror and anxiety. But I'll tell you, we were together for 6 years. 6 years from about 1986 when we started together to about 1994. I guess that's about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And then I got a job as a TV weatherman, and I moved away to South Bend, Indiana for 20 years.
Okay.
And then moved back to Baraboo 8 years ago. And John and I have been in touch over the years.
Yeah.
But not to do anything professionally. We just stayed friends, and we talked to each other every once in a while. And then I came back 8 years ago, and I said, let's do a podcast or something. And we talked about it for 7 years, and then we didn't do it. But then Civic Media came around.
The catalyst.
I was aware of it, a couple of years ago when it started, and I thought, well, you know, maybe that's something, because John had gotten into politics on another radio station locally. So anyway, that's how we kind of got back together. And there's another story within that story, Catherine Lake, and I'll just lay the groundwork on this a little bit.
She's already rolling her eyes like she knows what you're going
to
say.
She doesn't want me to tell this story, probably. But she was just starting out in radio at WORT here in Madison.
Oh, wow.
The famous WORT.
Nice.
She was doing the breakfast show there at Monty's Blue Plate. And John Peterson had the idea, let's call her while she's on the air, while we're on the air. So we did a simulcast.
Oh,
this was probably 1991, 90, 92. And we did that several times with her. We knew it. And this was a long time, 1992.
Yeah.
So fast forward a little bit. We get fired from 92. We go over to Triple M. She gets the morning show on 92. We kind of helped her get that job part time. So that's years ago, right? Lost complete
that
touch with her.
Yeah.
And then I saw her on Facebook. I saw something about WGN Radio where she ended up working.
Yeah.
And her name was listed. I thought, is that the same Catherine Lake? And I was living in South Bend at the time. This was about 11 years ago. And we friended each other on Facebook because I wanted to get a tour of WGN because it was just down the road in South Bend. That tour never happened. But then she...
It's not very nice.
Then I saw Civic Media started up. And then I saw her on Facebook saying she was moving back to Madison to take a job at Civic Media. So that's...
Wow.
Then we... I reached out to her and said, you know, if there's anything there that maybe I could do or maybe, you know, do some weekend thing, maybe we could do. And one thing led to another when she got back in October.
So you guys didn't really even know each other that well.
No,
I figured,
hardly knew each other at all. But, you know, just by chance, you know, we connected. Facebook was really the connection.
Yeah.
So anyway, so here we are 6 months. We've been on the air 6 months. And we just got third place. We're the third-rated morning show.
How about that, huh? That is really cool.
Yeah, number three. We're number three.
Well, come on. 6 months on the air, and, you were doing five-day forecast 2 years ago.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I did a lot of TV weather. Did a lot of TV weather. Anyway, so that's our story. That's, you know, that's my story anyway. I know. See what John has to say about it here in a few minutes.
No, I love it. We'll ask John too, and I'm going to ask Gordy and John coming up next why they got fired. We'll
so
do
many
that,
times
because I think that would be a fun story, and we'll do a deep dive into that. Steve from the 920 checking in says my wife has the irresistible quality of patience, putting up with my long hours of work.
Hmm.
That's a nice one, too. Patience. That's a great – that's an irresistible quality. You guys can participate, too, here at Monaco Brewing Company. Think about the things that attract you to someone, and we'll walk around with the mic in a little bit. Coming up next, John and Gordy both will be here. We'll find out why they got fired. This is Pete Schwaba at the Monaco Brewing Company doing Nightlight on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Great to have you with me.
Woo!
I wanna cry, cry, cry alone. When you're feeling blue,
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. has halted a shipment of massive bombs to Israel because it's worried the IDF will use them in the dense urban environment of the town of Rafah in southern Gaza, says CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
None of the shipments that have been held up or could be held up in coming days have anything to do with the supplemental spending request that was passed by Congress just last month. That this is all previously appropriated funding.
Adult film actress Stormy Daniels told jurors she had a sexual encounter with former President Donald Trump in 2006. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
That was extremely tense. I was in the courtroom. The tension was palpable.
TikTok is suing the U.S., saying a law that would force the sale of the video app is unconstitutional. Here's CBS News tech editor Ian Schur.
TikTok also makes the argument that a sale isn't feasible because the technology behind it is so complex that getting another team up to speed would be incredibly hard.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge is throwing out a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. Animal rights advocates accuse the Natural Resources Board of meeting without a quorum and collecting extra comments on the wolf plan from groups it supported. Judge Stephen Elke says the open meetings law doesn't apply to the meetings in question. Wisconsin could see a $90 million impact when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. Tourism officials say it's important the benefits of the big event extend far beyond Titletown.
Making sure people know where they're going, know the good spots to eat, can get around well, and are, you know, really excited to come back.
Nick Meisner is with Discover Green Bay. He spoke with WYSN-TV's Up Front. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sometimes regular people see what celebrities wear to events or fashion shows and say, I would never wear that. Conversely, there is rapper Doja Cat, who wore something we can all relate to the Met Gala, a bath towel and only a bath towel. She was going for the fresh out of the shower look and accessorized with a towel wrapped around her head. But she didn't stop there. She even had the smeared makeup look to complement the outfit. Was it a fashion statement, or did she really just oversleep? Comedian Marlon Wayans says he chose never to marry because he didn't want his mom to be jealous. That old excuse. The 51-year-old actor said he never wanted his mother to feel second to any woman. Wayans' mother died in 2020 at the age of 81. Wayans addresses the issue of death in family with a new film called Good Grief, which drops on Amazon Prime June 6th. Wayans said he misses his mother dearly, but is excited to finally get out there and play the field. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms developing by mid to late afternoon today. Our high near 74 with wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers will drop down to 46. Tomorrow, clouds and a few showers in the morning. Some sunshine by later afternoon with a high tomorrow near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome back to the program our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We'll discuss what's going on and take your phone calls.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba live from the Minocqua Brewing Company in Madison, more like it. We're here tonight doing Nightlight. Got some great people in the house here having some great beer. Chance of Schwabba ringing from 1 foot away from me. And you're only doing that because you want me to be on your show to fill some guest spots sometime, and I totally respect that. Gordy exactly Young is still here. John Peterson has joined us. Yeah, now we have the full John and Gordy experience here. They're both on Nightlight.
It's almost surreal, isn't it?
It is. We've been talking about this since the Christmas party.
Yes.
Yeah, and you guys are pretty liquored up, so I didn't know if you'd remember or not. But
I don't remember what happened 20 minutes ago.
I remember it all.
So it's so great to have you guys here. We were just talking about this before the break. You guys did a lot of stuff years ago, took a 30-year break, and then came back on to do radio again and pick it up like nothing happened.
Are we just dumb? Or?
Whatever you're doing, it's working.
Yeah,
so
it's working. It's working.
Tell us how that is. What is it like being back in the air together again?
Well, we can't take it anymore, actually. We've been for 6 months, five days a week.
Enough
we're
of each other.
Pretty much sick of it.
You're here to announce you're resigning.
This is it.
Right.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
It's been a blast. It's really, actually, we had kind of lost touch with each other over the years from time to time.
We have.
And so getting back together again, we're remembering we're triggering each other's memories of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is really weird and kind of fun.
I had all the band memories. He had all the good ones.
And it works.
You were going to ask us about getting fired.
I was. And I want to know, you said you called Catherine Lake, our program director at Civic Media here, and she was on the air at WRT, and you guys were on the air at a different radio station and called her. Yeah, and then you said, and you kind of casually in an aside said, and then we got fired. Then we talked a little, and you went on to something else. Why did you get fired?
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover in a revolving, what is it?
A revolving door at the Civic Center.
Yeah.
And the story was the revolving door of radio. And this was a Sunday feature in the Wisconsin State Journal. And so they called us and said, hey, why don't you guys be the poster boys for this article? Because there had been a lot of turnover in radio that year in Madison.
Wow.
And so we did that. We did a little interview. The paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
What?
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. From Triple M.
Yep. Triple M went off the air. Of course, no announcements whatsoever.
It was an MAD we got fired for. I think
MAD.
But did they give you a reason, like why or?
See, we can't remember what call letters we were at the time. It was MAD that went off the air. They took the station off the air to sell it, which wasn't a great idea because suddenly it didn't have any value because it wasn't on air.
Right.
It was off the air for 8 or 9 months before they got picked up again, but. I'm pretty sure we got fired from Triple M that time, right before the paper came out.
Yep.
And that was a shocker to us. Although the day we got fired, the owners, and I don't want to talk about them, because I would love to talk about them, but anyway, they were walking up the driveway, and we could see them walking toward the studio.
Right, very slowly.
And I turned to John, and I said, something's not right. We're about to get fired.
Oh, no. It did not look good.
And right as soon as we got off the air, they pulled us in and said, look, it's just not working. You guys have been here 6 months. Sorry, but it's time to go. And that was that.
So it wasn't like you did anything HR-related or anything terrible or swore.
They just didn't like it.
What?
What they didn't like was that we were more on the liberal, progressive side.
Oh, okay.
And the owner was very, very right-wing.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And he didn't like talk, which is what we did a heck of a lot of.
Yeah, Get back to playing the music. You know, yeah. Just play the music and right. Shut up.
I'm gonna blow some smoke here. I hope that's okay. I'm not really up at the time you guys are on, but I've listened to several podcasts leading up to this interview. And it seems like with a lot of teams, there's like one guy who's really brash and the other guy who is kind of not so much. He puts one-liners in.
Right.
You guys are kind of like have a similar voice, but it's almost like one voice. It like totally meshes.
Yes.
It's very fluid and great.
Thanks. It's very boring.
Easy to listen to. Yeah.
We used to get accused of people couldn't tell the difference between our voices.
It got irritating. People call in to the radio station to answer a question or something like that, or ask a question, and they'd ask, well, who is this? You know, it's like, well, you know, you called John and Corey, right?
You called us, yeah.
Yeah.
So our voices must have changed over the years because we don't hear that complaint anymore.
Oh, wait till puberty kicks in. It's really going to.
That's right. There you go. I know.
So for people that are listening, John Peterson and Gordy Young are my guests. They are the co-hosts of John and Gordy. And WMDX in Madison here in, on Civic Media. So it's great to have them here at the Minocqua Brewing Company tonight, and I've become big fans of them. If you haven't checked out their show, you have to listen. And you guys have a great way of being funny about really topical, not funny stuff.
Exactly.
So how much prep goes into that, or does it come naturally? You guys just have a rapport?
We may be making light of very serious issues, but you know, we've got to add some kind of humor to the situation because it's too deadly serious right now, especially you know what's coming in the November election.
You know, there's always a way. I mean, we've learned over the years too that people get their news now from like the Daily Show or the Tonight Show or
or T-shirts
or Colbert.
Yeah.
Trump T-shirts.
We got some swag here at the Minocqua Brewing Company, folks.
We do.
You can do your Christmas shopping in here.
Swag on you.
Oh dear.
Well. You're wondering where we're leaning politically. There you go.
I don't think people were wondering where you guys were leaning politically. I know I wasn't.
So what was the question? I'm sorry.
I want to ask you guys.
About?
Oh, go ahead, John.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So I want to ask you guys, when I was doing some research on you guys, because I do the hard-hitting journalism here.
God. Oh, now what God.
You, you weren't always morning guys. Can you tell me about Night Owl Theater?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Where do we start?
That sounds
fun.
Actually,
that was our first project together.
Yeah.
I actually hired John at Fox 47. We met the day Fox 47 went on the air, June 6th, 1986. I remember that.
Yep.
And John was taking a tour. It was open to the public. First day on the air, brand new TV station. And I wanted to meet John. I was a fan of his on WIBA-FM. He was on the mornings there. And so when I saw him there, I introduced myself. And then we kept in touch. I hired him doing voiceover work on Fox 47.
Nice.
Right, I was the voice of Fox 47.
And
good
still
gig.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Good
gig.
Thank you.
I'd love to be the voice of something.
They had weekend movies. They had late night, crappy movies that they showed Saturday nights. And so we did interstitials. We did little intros to the movies and talked. It was kind of like Mystery Player Theater?
Or Dinner in a Movie. Mystery Science Theater, yeah.
It was kind of like that.
Oh, nice.
We'd interrupt the movie and talk a little bit about it.
And we were selling popcorn. Our sponsor was a popcorn company.
Oh, wow.
So we had a sponsor.
Rural Route 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how we started. And then John got fired from WIBA-FM.
Just John?
This
is a separate gig. Okay.
But then we got together and started at WMAD a short time later. And that's
right.
How we started doing radio together.
And then we got another movie show, which was the Big Sky Theater, which we actually did bits on.
A lot of comedy.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, we pretended we were at an outdoor theater and we were the concession people. And I was very strict on the plastic forks. And I wanted to make sure those plastic forks were returned.
Oh, that is gorgeous.
And then we started a cable access show on the local WYOU, and that ran for a couple of years. And we had
that was like 5 years, four years.
Local bands. We had local media people on. We had a lot of TV and radio people on because it was kind of a neutral zone.
Yeah.
And that got kind of, we got some buzz from that. And,
nice.
It was the highest rated cable access show in the nation.
prove us wrong.
We almost got to the point where we had a per diem. Yeah. That's fantastic.
So, well, it was, you know, it was a little Wayne's World-ish, but
yeah.
It was fun. We, you know, we had local bands on. It was live, and we took phone calls, and it was a good run.
Yeah.
It was a good run.
So when Gordy is doing the weather, what were you doing all those years, John, before you guys got the band back together?
I was on the radio alone.
Oh.
It was lonely. It was lonely.
Conrad, sad music. Cue the sad music.
Here comes the guilt trip. You know, I leave. I'm sorry, John.
Yes, we started a weekend show on WMAD, and then he decided to leave when we got our morning show. Finally, we got a morning show together, and he left.
I had a wife and a family at the time.
And I had a really bad news partner.
Yeah, so I took a job as a full-time TV weather over in South Bend, Indiana. I was there for 20 years doing a morning show. It was a fun morning show.
Yeah.
And so I could do some personality and fun stuff. And that was a good run. And I had the kids grew up and moved out. The wife moved out. I was left alone. I said, you know what? I'm going to come back to Wisconsin.
Yeah,
that's right. I know it sounds like a soap opera, but it was. But it actually turned out good in the end.
I ended up going to the cornfield radio station all by myself. And then when they put the corn maze in, that became more difficult. So, yeah. I mean, we finally got together again, though, and that's all that counts.
Do you want to talk about the talk show you had with, what's her name? Vicky?
Oh,
Vicky McKenna.
Okay.
Yeah. So, conservative Vicky McKenna.
Oh, like a back and forth? Like a he said,
yeah,
she said?
It was like a point-counterpoint thing.
It was actually, yes, it was a crossfire, CNN crossfire thing. And I finally won this afternoon show. It was like the pride of my life. You know, I finally got it on one of the biggest radio stations in the county. So she was just kind of a guest, and she was a guest again and again and again. And then finally she sat in, and then she was a partner, and then she took over the show. And after a year, I left.
Tell them about when you threw the headphones against the wall.
Well, I threw the headphones against the wall all the time. You know, I'm a very cool kind of person, but
it seems like it. That seems out of character.
I don't have much passion when I'm on the air, as you can tell. So, by the way, that was a great clip that you played earlier
of from Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great scene, isn't it?
I remember.
I'll tell you what, Ted Danson is just really an underrated actor.
Look,
Body Heat, when he was in Body Heat, it was just an unbelievable performance, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right. He was the lawyer, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He was excellent. Yeah, he was. He's good in, like, anything. Think of the shows this guy's had. Becker, the one about being
Becker.
In heaven. Yeah. Cheers. He was in The Onion Field, I think. And then he was in, the guy's got an incredible
and then Curb Your Enthusiasm, too.
Yeah, his appearances on there.
He's like a go-to for cameos.
Yeah.
What do you guys watch? What do you watch when you're not on the air? I assume you're in bed kind of early at night.
That was one of the biggest changes because of COVID, and then we weren't in radio. So we sat there and we watched every streaming service, every series, all the good ones, and all the movies that we could possibly watch. And when we got this morning show, I'm not watching anything anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything anymore. I don't know what's out there anymore.
You can stream it all, John. You don't have to stay up late.
I've been... There are a couple of shows that I've watched lately.
What was it?
Louder Milk. I don't know if
you've great show. I had one of the actors
on. Sort of into that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's great. I had one of the actors from Louder Milk on.
Really?
A couple friends of mine are on the show, and he's really funny. And that show, the pilot, when they're doing the intervention in the coffee shop. I was on the floor. I can't even repeat what they said.
Cause who's the Chicago actor that's in that? Sasso? What's his name?
Will Sasso.
Will Sasso.
He's very funny.
He's really good.
The other show that I got turned on to was Years After Years. I always screw up the title. Anyway, it's a British drama, six-part drama about it's a dystopian view of 2019 to 2034. It's an amazing series.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where is that on? BritBox?
Years, it's called. It's on. I think it's on HBO now or Max, whatever it is.
All right.
I watch Fallout. No one cares. Okay.
I saw the first two episodes.
Did you?
Let's open with that. I've got opinions. All right.
All right.
We'll have a couple more minutes with John and Gordy coming up next. Richard Vargas, the poet, is here. He'll be joining the show very shortly. Kirk Bangstad, Susan Gettert will be here performing, and Tommy Bentz will be along. We got a jam-packed show. We're just getting started, folks. It's Nightlight live from the Minocqua Brewing Company in Madison.
Schwabe.
Brave the elements and come on out.
Schwabe.
We'll be right back.
Schwabe. Schwabe.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about unclaimed money. I love claiming unclaimed money. Unclaimed money is money that folks leave behind, you know, like old security deposits or bank accounts, tax refunds, uncashed checks, the list goes on. And almost 1 in 7 Americans has some. To see if you are owed money, go to unclaimed.org and search every state where you think you might have had any open accounts. In 2023, over $5 billion was returned to people who claimed it, and I was one of those people. I check the site every so often because new things get added periodically. In the last 5 years alone, I reclaimed over $300 in landlord refunds, and then there was this one old bank account that I thought I'd closed, but turns out I hadn't. It took just a few minutes, and it was really worth it. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips and tricks on how to save more and spend less, go to workmoney.org. Until next time, take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So, Sherry from Horicon checks in. She says, "Hi, guys, this is Sherry from Horicon." Hi, Sherry. Sherry, I was concerned about you. We haven't heard from you in a few days, so I'm glad you're back, and we don't have to send out a St. Bernard or anything. It's great to have you back where you're supposed to be listening to and watching Nightlight. So John and Gordy are with me. They're from the WMDX Morning Show here at Civic Media. If you're in the Madison area, you probably know these guys. They came back to work after 30 years of being apart. They couldn't stay apart.
No.
Nothing weird, though. Just great chemistry, right?
Nothing weird.
Nothing happening in the big way.
We're almost hugging at this point.
You know, you mentioned, you know, we're back on the air after 29, 30 years. And we thought, you know, we'll connect with some of the people that we used to know.
Yeah.
We have not connected with anybody we used to know. They're all retired.
They've retired.
They retired or moved away.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like starting over. Now, there have been a few people that we picked up on along the way. Yeah. And John Kovalik was nice enough to stop by. We do a thing every Wednesday morning at Short Stack Eatery downtown.
Artist and game creator.
Yeah.
Apples to apples.
Oh, that guy's rolling in cash,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, he's rolling in cash. That's why we had him.
He probably gets a taste. Every time we play in my house, he probably gets a little cha-ching.
Well,
right?
Rob, no. You sold it.
We told him, why don't you put together a John and Gordy board game, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, something we can make some money
on.
But, you know, we've slowly, over the last 6 months, we have actually reconnected with some people that, you know, we used to know. So it's kind of
That's
cool.
really cool.
I mean, it's really fun.
So you guys, well, let's talk about Fallout, because I don't want to forget about that.
All right. Yeah.
I'm two episodes in. Conrad, you watch Fallout, right?
I only watched two episodes
Conrad's
as well.
Wait.
It evolves wonderfully. There are a lot of different
smoke.
He told me it was like from a video game. I don't know that world.
I don't know that world either, okay. But I've got two Gen Zers who told me that the video game sucks. It's low tech. It's not very good, but the TV show is much improved, and a lot of the people that hate the game like the TV show.
Interesting. Yeah. So, because I watched it, and I was like, it kind of seemed like it was from a video game, but I can't tell if it's because I know it was from a video game.
Yeah.
Walton Goggins is in it, who I love. He plays this crazy, the ghoul.
Yes, right.
I'm only two episodes in, but I'll stick with it, I think.
Definitely. I mean, it has kind of a nice ending, not ending.
You watch the whole
Yeah.
Oh, wow, nice.
And it's, you know, it's certainly going to have a second season.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very interesting as they go to New Reno, I think it was.
Or New Vegas.
New Vegas.
New Vegas. Vegas, that's right.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
You guys are arguing.
Let me hold the mic. Damn it.
All right.
Do I have to do everything?
I want to ask you guys, who
Will
are
you
your...
hold it for me? Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, hello.
Hey, this is a family night show.
All right. Let's keep it family-oriented.
Actually, I thought I could take... I'm the late show, so I can do anything, right?
Yes, okay. Oh, okay.
You can say the S word.
I can't say that. So How did you guys, who are your influences when you got into radio? I remember when I was a kid, I remember hearing Steve Dahl, and then it was Howard Stern.
Stephen Gary.
Do you guys have people?
I went way before that. Ron Britton.
Oh, Ron Britton. Larry Lujack. Larry Lujack was a huge influence on me.
Yeah, WLS in Chicago.
WLS and CFL in Chicago. He was just amazing. I thought he was so sarcastic, but he was so good.
Right.
So good on the air.
You guys are like, you kind of have, and that's what I was trying to say before, like, there are those wacky morning zoo where it's like, I can't tell what the heck's going on or who's talking, and then there's people that don't have to yell, that just can talk and be entertaining.
Exactly. So that's what we do.
Another one was John turned me on to Reitman and Miller from Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
They were very good.
They were great,
So early on, we listened to some of those, you know, and said, we could do a different deal sort of like that.
We're a product of underground radio.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Underground. Oh, it was great.
The early FM, you know. Early FM
stuff.
You've both done other stuff. What's your radio, TV, what's your preference?
Radio, really. You have more freedom, and it's more fun, really.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah.
Say what?
Theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind.
Now, we both went to broadcast school. My broadcast school experience was really short. I flunked out after about the first semester and left. It was in Boston.
You didn't have a voice.
But I learned how to splice tape, which was a good deal.
But
John's first day at broadcast school is something that he loves to remember. So.
I had a night school, broadcast school, two
Listen
years.
To this, Pete.
And my first day at night school.
Now you want me to start listening? Yeah, he's like, hey, Pete, listen up.
You listen
good.
Now instead of preparing ahead. We don't prepare ahead. I don't know why you are. But anyway, my first night at broadcast school, I walked up the stairs, and in this darkened lobby, the teacher was on the couch in the lobby with his arm over his head, and he is just moaning. He's saying, I wish I got into real estate. And that from there on was my inspiration.
And then later,
I got into real estate.
He did get into real estate. John got into
Yeah. I love that you guys are talking about how you choose radio, and you're both sitting there holding a tiny mic between each other.
Well, yeah, you do what you got to do.
So tell us what you do for my listeners. What do you do from the short stack? That's a weekly thing, right? And for people in the Madison area, they should check that out.
We just eat pancakes on the air. That's all we do.
I wouldn't blame you, because that place, every time I'm on State Street, there is a line around the block, like, those pancakes must, like, sing to you or something. I don't know what is going on.
It is a great place. It has a certain air of independence, and it looks like a regular kind of coffee shop restaurant. It's just really great atmosphere.
It's very intimate. They're very busy on weekends. Saturdays and Sundays, they have lines out the door. But we're there on Wednesdays, kind of a slow day, so it's kind of, it's a little bit laid back, but we always seem to draw a few people there. We got to get you over there next time you're in Madison.
I'll be there, man. Believe me. Yeah. Does eating pancakes on the air make for good radio? Is that?
Well, we don't know.
We never know.
It's John and Gordy from the morning show at WMDX here at Civic Media. It's so great having you guys here. Any other
really
recommendations? Movies, TV, anything?
Gosh. Movies. Well, we went to see.
We went to Civil War.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. It was good.
It was a really good movie. And I understand there's a follow-up movie to that about the actual reporter that they took off on. The name Lee was the reporter that they were giving tribute to, the actual reporter. And I can't remember her full name, Lee. Mm. But the movie is Lee, I believe, and it's coming
out.
And it'll be kind of a follow-up, and it'll be her life story, actual biography.
It's a tough movie to watch, but it's really good.
Yeah,
it's very.
I enjoy it.
It's scary.
It's scary.
All the way
it is.
I don't know what's going to happen?
John and Gordy, ladies and gentlemen, we're live from the Minocqua Brewing Company here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Pete.
So much, guys. Great to have them.
Pete.
Coming up next, Richard Vargas. We're going to do some poetry on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, join us at Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson, for pancakes, coffee, and good talk. See you there.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.